Now, Jill does one thing, but I have Olga in front of me. Per Jatko?
Bravissimo.
Grazie. Now, all these languages coming together. Olga, firstly, are you Russian?
I'm Russian.
Where are you from in Russia?
I'm from St. Petersburg.
From St. Petersburg, the beautiful St. Petersburg.
It's amazing city.
Absolutely. Now, what I find fascinating is that tonight you are on stage, and yet you are casually sitting with me here in the hallowed walls here in the Arena de Verona. I would have thought you'd be in your dressing room pacing and trying to get into the role and stuff.
Yes, it will happen in 1 hour at about.
Really?
Now I'm calm.
Right. And you are not calm?
No, normally I'm actually here in Arena. It's very strange because, you know, I have expected something exciting till my death. Not at all. I was so, you know, 100, 200, 300% concentration because here you will see like 14,000 people.
Yes.
And you should be concentrated, otherwise if you don't have this nerve, go home.
Yes, for sure, yes. But you have played this role of Gilda many times.
Yeah, you know, at about 50 times, I think, yeah.
Right, so you have it organized in your head
now. I learned the role.
I think you know now. Yes. Are you based back in St. Petersburg, or where are you based?
I live in Germany since 12
years.
Do
you?
Yes, in Berlin.
Right.
And my English.
Your English is very good.
Thank you. My second language is German and third one is Italian. And because my husband is Italian, so, you know, in this repertoire, I should speak Italian very well.
Sure. What about other arenas, other venues that you've played? Where have you played? Have you played in Milan, for example?
My debut in Milano, it will be in February 2014.
Really?
Yes. This year is the year of my important debuts.
Right.
Like here, for example, in Arena di Verona, it was 3 days ago my debut here.
Right.
And I was in Salzburg Festspiel with Mozart, one of the most difficult roles I ever performed. And my Metropolitan debut will be in next season, so it will be April.
But what has obviously happened is you obviously had a breakthrough performance. If you're getting all these debuts now and all these prestigious arenas, you obviously had a breakthrough. Something happened, did it? That suddenly people said, oh, Olga's here.
For me,
yes,
it
for
was
you.
2007 in Rossini Opera Festival. 2007, it was the great debut in Rossini Opera Festival. And Rossini plays a very important role in my life. I have sung like 10 roles of Rossini. It's the most important composer in my life, in my career. And I was nobody. And Alberto Zedda, you know, he has seen potential.
Yes, yes.
And I will be really grateful for this.
But it's very important that somebody who is known, who is respected, sees that in somebody new, somebody young like you, and says, hang on, you've got something here, Olga, and now pushes you. Very important. Now, tonight is only hours away. What happens? Can you give me a sense of what happens when you leave us now? Much to our pain.
I go to eat my meat.
That's not very exotic. Do you?
No, because...
And is it a big meal, a light meal? What way do you...
Not meal, but meat. Just a manzo, eh?
Just steak or something?
A steak,
yes.
Exactly, medium well.
Yes.
Prepared,
yes.
250 gram.
Right.
Because, you know, you should be like a gladiator, 4 hours in the biggest arena in the opera world.
Yes.
So you should have energy, you know.
Yes. So you'll have that.
I'm not vegetarian.
No, clearly not. Yeah, so that is how you do. And then when the performance is over, they have a habit here in the arena, haven't
party
they?
Party time.
Of walking, party time, exactly. Of walking the main players down the Piazza Bra. Don't you do that sometimes? Will you then go out for dinner again or something after the...
Yeah, for sure, with my friends, with my agent.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it will.
Well, we'll have to find you somebody to mind you. To anybody passing. Olga, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for talking
to
us. And enjoy tonight. It'll be it'll
Thank
be wonderful.
You very much.
Star. Well done, you. That was lovely.